I'm not sure if you're watching all of the Jody Arias trial coverage on In Session or Headline News or on the internet, wherever you're finding it, but it's quite obvious that the testimony by Arias, the history of her life, is trying to make a foundation of someone who has a history. Again, we're going to use that term a lot, history of being abused. And in my opinion, the defense attorneys are trying to save her from the death penalty. As you know, Arias is 32 years old, and she's admitted to killing her former boyfriend, 30-year-old Travis Alexander, who was a motivational speaker. And she said she did it in self-defense by shooting him in the face and then stabbing him 27 times and then slitting his throat from ear to ear. And that was in 2008. Once again, she says it was the simple reason she did it is because he attacked her. Now, that defense and 25 cents may not buy you a cup of coffee, but it's certainly the tactic that the defense are using to try and save their client's life. Will it happen? Won't it happen? It's hard to say. Listening to some, I had a guest on the program the other night, Fred, he was mixed up. He thought they were in Texas, but this is actually in Arizona. Whatever, tomato, tomato. The death penalty is going to be part of this case. Does she deserve it? Doesn't she deserve it? Only time will tell. But one thing for sure, Travis Alexander being shot in the face, stabbed 27 times, and having his throat slit from ear to ear, didn't deserve that. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.